Today she is Masechta Tamura Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. As has been the subject of our Masechta, Tamura. Today we begin speaking about a Tamura's Bechar and a Tamura's Maiser. We know, as we learned in Masechta Bechairis, the halacha is that the firstborn male animal of a kosher animal is a Bechar. Maiser, Behema, and a Bechar, a healthy Bechar, should be given to a Kayan who brings it as a carbon, and it's eaten essentially like a carbon shlamim. If the Bechar is not the Balmum, then it still has to be given to a Kayan, but the Kayan could eat it as regular meat. Maiser is that, again, every tenth animal, a whole procedure, we learned in Masechta Bechairis, is identified as the Maiser animal, and it's taken to Yerushalayim by the owner, and it's brought again essentially as a carbon shlamim. If it's a balmum, owner eats it for himself, with certain restrictions that we'll see in a moment. Although, as we learned in the first Mishnah of Amasechta, the tamura of most kachim obtains the same din as that kachim. It's a din in the Torah. V'hayahu smarasai yekaydish. The carbon and the tamura have the same din. That is not the halacha by Tamura's Bechar and by Tamura's Maiser. The Tamura of the Bechar and the Maiser, although they have certain restrictions, as we're about to learn, aren't brought as kabbanis. And Rishonim say Pashut Pshat. A Bechar, by definition, is the first animal. A Tamura is not the firstborn animal. A Maiser is that tenth animal. A Tamura's Maiser isn't. And that's why Tamura's Bechar and Tamura's Maiser aren't treated like a Bechar Maiser. Interesting machlokes Rishonim. If somebody makes a Tamura's Bechar, must he give it to a Kohen or not? The Rambam says yes. Tosfos says no. The Migdash David explains the machlokes of Rambam and Tosfos. He says their machlokes is really, why is a Bechar given to the Kohen? If a Bechar is given to the Kohen because it has in it a Kedusha, so Tamura's Bechar also has Kedusha, and that's why the Rambam says it should be given to the Kohen. If it's, however, given to the Kohen because it's the firstborn, if a Bechar is given to the Kohen because it's the firstborn, this isn't the firstborn, and therefore it's not given to the Kohen. And the same would be with Tamura's Maiser. So begins the Mishnah Tamura's Bechar v'Maiser. V'ladam v'lad v'ladam atzaf kal oilam. Harev eilu k'Bechar u'k'Maiser. They have to at least to some degree, the halacha like a Bechar and a Maiser, which means, v'yoichlu lebumen lebalim. We have to wait for that Bechar and Maiser to become balimum, and then they could be eaten, as I just said, machlokes, who is the balim, the kayin, or the original owner. But just like a Bechar could only be eaten when it's a balimum, not on the Mizbeach, so too the Tamura's Bechar, and we have to wait for that. Continues the Mishnah. Ma ben Bechar and Maiser leben kol hakachim. In what way are Bechar and Maiser very different than all other kachim? Says the Mishnah, Shekol ha-kachim ninkarim be'itlus, v'nishchatim be'itlus. What happens? In this way, the Rishonim, and it's really Gemara Masechta Bechairis, explain this Gemara. A carbon. You're magdish a carbon. So under normal circumstances, it's a healthy animal, you're not allowed to be paidit. Only under what circumstances may you be paidit? It becomes a balmum. What will you do with that money that you get for redeeming it? You'll buy another animal. So since we want Hegdish to profit the most, since we want a Hegdish to profit the most, so we sell it in the meat market, we sell it on the weight, because like that you'll get the most proceeds, and you'll buy another animal that's more valuable. By Bechar that becomes a balmum, the coin keeps that animal. You don't have to buy another animal to replace it. Maiser that becomes a balmum, you don't have to replace it. So there, Hegdish is not profiting, and there's an inyan, there's a point to treat it with respect, so it can't be sold on the scale, and it can't be sold in the meat market. Says the Mishnah. Again, ma ben b'chor ha-mais l'bein kol ha-kotchim, shekol ha-kotchim n'karim b'itlis, they can be sold in the meat market, n'shchotim b'itlis, shechted in the meat market, nishkalim bit litra, chutz min a bechor uva meiser, unlike Bechor Maisa. Furthermore, V'yesh Lehem Pidyon, as we just said, they could be redeemed. All Kachur, when they become Balimum, could be redeemed. Ula Tamir is same Pidyon. So too, by the Tamura, could be redeemed. Chutzman Bechor Maisa. Bechor Maisa aren't redeemed because they don't become regular chulin. They have a vestige of Kedusha even after they become Balimum, as we just explained. Furthermore, as we learned at the end of Masecht Bechiris, Daf Lamed Aleph and Daf Lamed Beis, a Bechor Balimum, so the halacha is I'm supposed to give the Bechor to the Kayin, and the Kayin, if the Bechor becomes a Balimum, may sell it. But when he sells it, the person who buys it has to treat it like Bechor meat. Meiser, the Torah is even stricter. The Torah uses the words lo yigoyel when we speak about the Meiser, and therefore can't even be sold when it becomes a Balmum. Yet from our Mishnah it seems that it could be sold. So the Gemara at Masechta Bechiris explained, here we're speaking about that it's only Yisoymim who own that Meiser, and then it may be sold. Normally it may not be sold. Furthermore, Chutz Ben Bechor Ben Meiser, Uboin, all animals. If I was Magdish an animal in Chutz La'aretz, so I have to bring that animal to Eretz Yisrael to be a carbon. Or by Chutz La'aretz. Chutz Ben Bechor Maisa, unlike Bechor Maisa, which we will discuss extensively in today's shir, Shabbat Tmimum. Yikrevu, indeed a Bechor Maisa that's healthy is put on the Mizbeach. Then Balim Mumin, but if it's about Mum, as we've been saying, Yoich Lebemumin Lebalim. The Kayan, the owner, just gets to eat it. And therefore, Amar Rav Shimon, and the way most Rishonim explain what Rav Shimon is coming to say, Rav Shimon is coming to explain why, if somebody has a Bechor Maiser in Chutz La'aretz, leave it there, whereas if somebody has Kachim in Chutz La'aretz, bring it at Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Aram Shim Matam, Shebechor Maiser Yesh L'Panos M'Kaimam. A Bechor Maiser, as we just said, once they become Balimum, there's nothing more to do. So we can leave him a Chutz La'aretz, wait for them to become Balimum, and finish. V'sha'a kol kachim. But what's going to happen if you have an animal that's kachim? Abi shenayla mamum, even if they become Balimum, and we redeem it, so what's going to have to be with the animal that we get in sped? We're going to have to take it to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the point? We might as well just take it, harayla b'kudushos, and take the original animal to Eretz Yisrael and use it as a carbon. There's a din. The Torah is very strict about this din. The Gemara Masechta Bechiris keeps on referring to this din. The pasuk says, "Kamum lo yibay," to teach us that one may not make a mum in any animal that's kachim. So now ask the Gemara, "Amar Rav bar Ozan, b'Amar Maravan." At Yisrael, the following question was asked: "Hamatl mum b'tmuris bechor ma'aser?" If somebody puts a mum in a tmuris bechor ma'aser, mahu? What will be the halacha? Me meaning, is the halacha, since as we just learned in the Mishnah, kim de like craven, these animals themselves are not put on the Mizbeach. So since they're anyway not going to be used as a carbon, loy mechayiv, there is no iser to make a mum. Idilma, or since kim de kachu, they do have a level of kedusha, mechayiv, you will be chayiv. So the mefarshim help frame our Gemara. And they say a number of points. We've learned, and it will be subject of the next Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the next parak that we're going to learn tomorrow shir, that there are chamish chatas hameses, there are five kamachatas that are put to death. Those chamish chatas hameses, since they're put to death, the Rishonim and Achrayim say, certainly you're not allowed to make them, certainly there is no problem in making a mum on those chamish chatas. Where the halacha, furthermore, say the mefarshim is that yirach yustavu, we wait for them to become balimum, and then we sell and use the proceeds to bring a carbon. It's the opinion of most mefarshim that you're not allowed to make a mum. Furthermore, as was alluded to in the Mishnah, we'll discuss more in the Gemara, it is the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that a bechor that comes from Chutz La'aretz should never be brought to Eretz Yisrael.
So Rabbi Akiva will say a bechor from Chutzlot that should never be brought to Eretz Yisrael. Also, there's no iser to make a mum. Most mefarshim learn. The Brisk Rav has a discussion on this. What is our issue? A tamuris bechor, a tamuris meiser. That we learned in our Mishnah does have a level of kedusha, but on the other hand, as our Gemara just said, is not actually put on the mizbeach. So, is there an issa to make put a mum on it or not? Amalei Abaye. So Abaye answers. V'tayk bayloch hamatal mum b'chiyush shemaisa. We learned again at the end of Masechta Bechayrus. The Gemara said at the end of Masechta Bechayrus, when the Gemara was discussing the halachas of Maisa Behema, and the Gemara says if you got confused, the 9th and the 10th and 11th, and the Gemara said the halachas as follows. The 10th is the 10th. It's Maisa Behema. The 9th, that you by mistake call the 10th, you have to wait for to become a Baal Mum in order to be able to eat it. And the 11th is treated like a carbon shlomim, or based on Pesukim at the end of Masechta there. So, responds Abaya, you could have asked this question on that animal, that's the 9th animal, that was called the 10th, that has in it a level of Temura, that has in it a level of Kedusha, what is the halacha? What is the halacha if are you allowed to make a mum in it? So Mefarshim asked a very interesting question, obvious question. Abaye is answering a question with a question. We started with a question. Are you allowed to make a tamura? Are you allowed to make a mum in a tamura's bechor? So Abaye says, and why don't you ask another question? That's not the way to answer a question. You answer a question with a question. So Mefarshim answer that Abaye meant to say that when somebody makes a tamura, he's doing an aveira. When somebody gets confused, there's no sin in getting confused. So Abaye says, instead of asking a question regarding a situation where somebody did an aveira, wouldn't it make more sense to ask a question where a person made a mistake? Rather, says Abaye, why? What is the answer? Why is there no question regarding that situation? The Rechmona Meyate, the Torah Akdosha says, a Siri, that the 10th animal, the Maisa Behemi, you now make into a mum. Lohoitzi, the 9th animal, you don't have that Isser. Hachinami, so too will be the halacha here, Rachmanar Meitina, Loisif the Kaidishem, when we speak about a Tamuras Bechor and Tamuras Maisa, Haim Kravim, only they are Nikra Vein Tamuras and Krava, there's no Issa to make a mum on a Tamuras Bechor and Maisa. Continues the Gemara, Rav Nachma Yitzchak Masn Lehochi. He had this dialogue following way. Omrav Achabarei Dervazo, born the Marovo, the question was asked to Marovo, Hamatal mum b'chiyush shemaiser. If you have this case that we just mentioned, where you got mixed up the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and now you have the 9th animal, that the halacha is that you have to wait for it to become a mum, and he asked, are you allowed to deliberately make a mum? Amlei, to which he responded, v'tibay lachan, why don't you ask about matal mum b'tmuras b'chor ha'maiser? What will be the halacha? So now the mefarshim come back with their question. The same question that we just asked. You're answering your question with a question. I asked you about Tamura's chi. And why are you answering me about what's the answer that you'd speak? Why don't you ask another question? And here we can't give the teretz that we gave before. So one teretz that I saw the Mefarshim give. Tamura is a more common occurrence because it's applicable, as we've been learning in our Masechta, by all Kabbonis. Whereas this din of chi is a very unique rule that only applies to Maisa Behema. And therefore he's saying you should have asked the question about a more common situation. That's one way to Mefarshim explain the Gemara. Another way that I saw the Mefarshim explain the Gemara, the Gemara is saying, why indeed does the Torah say that if I got the 9th and 10th confused and I call the 9th animal a Siri, is there this halacha? Because it's a form of tamura. That is another form of tamura. And therefore what he's saying to him is, if you're speaking about tamura, and your question is, are we allowed to make a mum, an animal, it's a tamura, so instead of speaking about an indirect situation, speak to the point, and ask, what's the halacha by tamuras b'chor ha'maaser? Elamayishna, why didn't you ask by tamuras b'chor ha'maaser? that you didn't ask the question, because it's obvious what the answer is. The Rachmana Miyatana, Kaidashem, Haim Kravim, Vain Tumuras and Kravim. Since the Tumuras Bechara Maisa is not put on the Mizbeach, there's no Isser to make a Muminit. Similarly, Chi Shamaisa Nami, this ninth animal that you call the Siri, Rachmana Miyate, has Siri lights as a Chi, and there's no Isser to make a Mum. Vimbal Tumimim. So the Mishnah said that Bechairis from Eretz Yisrael should not be brought, but if you did bring them to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash, they should be properly offered. And we begin now a sugya that we've discussed in previous shiurim as well. And that is the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShat of a Kitchel HaSud Lavai, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShat of Loi Kitchel HaSud Lavai. Did the original Kedusha remain or not remain? And actually, as becomes clear by Ezra Hashem and our Gemara, this subject, this issue of Kiddush Rishon and Kitchel HaShat of a Kitchel HaSud Lavai is regarding two separate issues. One is regarding Eretz Yisrael. Is the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael remain after the Churban? And the second issue is regarding the Kiddush of Yerushalayim. Does the Kiddush of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash remain even after the Churban Habayis? And as is clear in the Rishonim, the psak of one issue is not dependent on the psak of the other issue. You could say that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is gone and Yerushalayim is still there, or vice versa. In fact, the Rambam's opinion is that certainly the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of Makom HaMikdash remains, the Kedusha of the Makom HaMikdash remains, and that's why the Rambam, very well-known Rambam, says that Bizman Hazeh, that we're all Tameim, that we're all Tameim, we're not allowed to go into the Makom HaMikdash. Because somebody who's Tameh is not allowed to go into the Makom HaMikdash. The Ravid actually, because the Rambam holds, certainly regarding the Makom HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel HaShat V'Kitchel HaSud Lavai, and all of the Paiskim from all different circles say that we should follow the Pesach of the Rambam. Even though the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and furthermore, and it's not the subject of today's shir, there may be different places on the Harabayas where different levels of tumah are acceptable and not acceptable, but certainly we're all machmah for the sheet of the Rambam. Interestingly enough, to point out, there's a Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas, that the Chassam Sofer says that this doesn't just apply to the Makom HaMikdash, the Rambam's Psak, it applies to all of Yerushalayim, and that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim remains. And that's why the Chassam Sofer says that even though we know when it comes to Hilchus Tzedakah, there's a rule of Aniyei Ircha Kaidmin, that if you have only a certain amount of money giving Tzedakah, you have an obligation to take care of the local Aniyim. But since Yerushalayim, as we just learned, has this Kedusha, Toshve Yerushalayim, those that live in Yerushalayim have a different rule, even Bizman Hazeh, the Chassam Sofer says. But it's also interesting to remember, as the Shevet HaLevi points out, when we speak about Yerushalayim, even if we're going to follow the opinion of Chassam Sofer, it only means the old city of Yerushalayim, not all of what we call Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. So our Mishnah said, to repeat, that if somebody has a Bechor from Chutz Laretz, he's allowed, and he brings it to Yerushalayim, he should be makrivit. Raminu asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Benetignus held Bechorim from Bavel, Benetignus brought Bechorim from Bavel to Yerushalayim, that's Yisrael, for like Kibbul Memenu, they refused to accept it. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Chizda like Kasha, Hari Bishmal, Hari Bikiva. Our Mishnah represents the opinion of Bishmal, that if the Bechorim from Yisrael are brought, from Chutzlaritz are brought, although they shouldn't be, they're accepted, this represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that they shouldn't be accepted. And what happens now, is that the Gemara quotes a very long brisa that discusses different issues, different tanoim, and one of the issues is this opinion, this issue that we're now discussing, if you could bring Bechorim from Chutz Laretz to Yisrael. And the brisa begins. The Tanya of Yosef Oymer Gimel Dvar Mishum Gimel Zakenim. He said three halachas in the name of three different tanoim. Rav Shmuel Oymer, Yochel Yal Odom Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh. We know that halacha where Maisa Sheni is, that during the years that Maisa Sheni is taken, the first and the sixth, and the fourth and the fifth of the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Sheni is taken. No, I'm sorry, the third and the sixth of the Shemitah cycle, when Maaser Sheni is taken, either you take the fruit themselves up, the produce themselves, or you redeem it for money and take that money and use it in your shrine for food. So it begins the Braisa. Yochel Yala Adam Maaser Sheni Bizmanazah V'yichlen Yerushalayim, that halacha should remain Bizmanazah, B'dinhu, and we can make an argument to make that point. B'char Tun Havas Makam, just like B'char has to be brought to Yerushalayim, Maaser Tana Maas Makam, Ma B'char Eden Nech El B'fnei Abayis, a B'char has to be brought to the Har Abayis, Af Maaser should have the same halacha, Eden Nech El B'fnei Abayis. In other words, he's suggesting we should learn the halacha Maaser Sheni from the halacha Bechor, says the Meraloi. Eremat Bechor, when we speak about a Bechor, she came to Mat and Domin, the Emerim, Legabim, Mizbeach. The halacha is that you have to bring Makar of the Bechor, as we said at the beginning of the Shir, and the blood is put on the Mizbeach, the Emerim are put on the Mizbeach. Taimer Meiser, whereas when we speak about Meiser, the Loi, the Meiser is not put on the Mizbeach. And therefore, Meiser should not necessarily have the same din as Bechor. So says the Gemara, fine, you can't learn from Maaser, but let's learn from Bikurim. Bikurim tun havas makam, just like Bikurim have to be brought to the Yerushalayim, or Maaser turns makam. Mat ma'akurim en in the chalm el fnei bayis, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, because the Pasuk says, v'v'nach b'fnei Hashem l'kecha, you have to put it by the Mizbeach, af Maaser en in the chalm el fnei bayis. And nowadays, where there is no bias, there should be no rule that you have to bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. Says the Mar, you can't learn from Bikurim. Ma Bikurim el in the chalm el fnei bayis, ma l'Bikurim shekoyin tun hanocha. As I just said, the Bikurim have to be put down, as the Pasuk says, v'v'nach b'fnei Hashem l'kecha. Tamer Maaser Deloy. And Rishonim say there's another argument the Gemara could set forth. Bikurim may only be eaten by Kohanim. Maaser could be eaten even by Yisraelim. So we can't learn Maaser from Bikurim. So what is the halacha regarding Maaser? Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Shmuel, Tamer Loimer, V'chat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha, Maaser d'goncha v'sroish v'yitzrecha, v'karis b'karcha v'tzoyncha, Hikish Maaser l'Bechor. The Torah is Makish Maaser l'Bechor, and therefore, Ma Bechor Eden Nech Alufnei Abayis, the Din of Bechor only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Af Maaser, the Din of Maaser Sheni, is Eden Nech Alufnei Abayis. Ask the Gemara, instead of learning a Bechor from a Hekish, a Maaser Sheni, from a Hekish from Bechor, why don't we learn Maaser Sheni with a Tzad HaShava? We should learn, yes, we can't learn Maaser from Bechor, as the Gemara said. Yes, we can't learn Maaser from Bikurim. But why don't we combine with a Tzad HaShava, Bechor and Bikurim, and learn Maaser from them? And as the Ritva explains, what's the Gemara's question? Isn't a Hekish stronger than a Tzad HaShava? So why is the Gemara asking that we should prefer a Tzad HaShava over a Hekish? Says the Ritva, if the Gemara had not begun trying to learn with a Tzad HaShava, the Gemara would have never asked this question. The Gemara's question is, we try to begin learning with a Mamet Sinu, with a Binyan Av, Maaser from Bechor, Maaser from Bikurim. We weren't successful, so we went off to a Hekish. Ask the Gemara, instead of going off to Hekish, why did we abandon the Mamet Sinu approach, the Tzad HaShava approach? We could have made a Tzad HaShava from Bechor and Maaser. Ask the Gemara. Why can't we learn the Maaser with a Tzad HaShava between Bechor and Bikurim? Answers the Gemara. Amar of Ashi, Mishum de Ikla Meima, Ma'ala Tzad HaShava Shemem Shikain Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. The Bechor is put on the Mizbeach. The Bikurim has to be put in front of the Mizbeach. Maaser isn't put at all by the Mizbeach, and therefore, even with a Tzad HaShava, we could not learn from Bechor and Bikurim to Maaser. We need the Hekish. But ask the Gemara, Micah Sover, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Ika Sover, Kitch Rishon, Kitch Lashata, the Kitcha Lasa Lavoi, that it still remains Kaddish. So we do have a Kedusha in Yerushalayim. So what's the obvious question? Yes, we have Kedusha, but we don't have a Mizbeach. So even if you hold Kitchel Rishon, Kitchel Lashat, Kitchel Asad Lavai, we don't have a Mizbeach. So what's the Gemara asking? So there are two approaches in the Rishonim how to answer this question. One approach in the Rishonim is that if you hold Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Lashat, Kitchel Asad Lavai, and the Kedusha remains, but unfortunately we don't have a Mizbeach of Migdash, that doesn't prevent us from making a Mizbeach. And the Gemara's question is, make a Mizbeach and bring the Bechor and bring the Meiser. Another approach is that the Gemara's question is that what will be, and the Gemara is going to say this in a moment, so what will be the halacha if you have Bechor that you brought before the Charban and you didn't eat until after the Charban? What should be the halacha? Vikas of a Kiddush Rishon and Kitchel Lashat of Loik Kitchel Lashlavai of Hil Bechor Nami Tabay Loch. What is indeed the halacha? Says the Maralam of Kiddush Rishon and Kitchel Lashat of Loik Kitchel Lashlavai. The Kiddush of Yerushalayim of the Beis Hamikdash is not there. So if it's not there, so what is the question? Vachem Maiskinen. Kigon Shinizrik Domishel Bechor Befnei Abayis. The example that we just gave. That you did the Bechor avoid on the Bechor before the Charban, where there was certainly still Kiddush there. V'char v'abayis, and not a bayis midrash is destroyed, v'darim b'sorakayim. So what is the halacha? Kiven the isel adam. If the dam had not yet been sprinkled, labaz rikihu, now it's too late, and therefore, asabasar yalf midam, and therefore the Gemara is saying, that even though on this particular carbon that we're discussing, there was rikis dam, before the Churban Habayis, but if there wouldn't have been, we couldn't have done Zrikas Adam. And since we couldn't do Zrikas Adam, the Gemara is saying we're learning the Basar from the Dam. Wherever we can't do Zrika, we can't eat the Basar. And now the Gemara says, we take it a step further, Vasa Masav Yalef Bebechar. So we have a three-way limit. Dam, since after the Churban we couldn't do Zrikas Adam, wherever you can't do Zrikas Adam, you can't eat the Bechor meat. And whenever you can't eat Bechor meat, there is no obligation to bring the Mice of Sheni to Yerushalayim. But ask the Gemara, when we learned Masech Tzvachim, we learned the rule that by Kachim, you can't learn a double Hekish. You can't learn a double Hekish. And here we're learning a double Hekish. We're taking Dam to Bechor meat, and then the Bechor meat to the Mice of meat. Can we learn a double hekish by kachim? Which is another way of saying that we're allowed to learn a double hekish. Chutz minakachim shein lemedim lamed min alamed. A double hekish is not acceptable. So how can we try to learn a double hekish here? Answers the Gemara: Maisa chulanhu. We have a machlokes throughout Shas. The story of Mepharshim explain. If Meiser is considered Mammon Gavoya, or Meiser is considered Mammon Hedjit, this man the Omer holds, the Meiser is considered Mammon Hedjit, and since Meiser is considered Mammon Hedjit, we don't have a problem. Says the Gemara, so it's Chulin. It's not an issue of Kachin. So if we remember, when we learned Masech Tzvachim, we had this discussion. Everybody agrees that you can't learn a double hekish by kachim. But we had a discussion if the melamed, the teacher, is kachim, and the lamed, the student, is chulin. Is that a situation of chulin and a double hekish is acceptable? Or is that a situation of kachim and a double hekish is unacceptable? So says the Gemara, if we follow the opinion in Masech Tzvachim, that we look at the student, so who's the student here? Meiser. And the Gemara is saying that Meiser is considered Chulin. Perfect. So the double Hekish is not a problem. Ha'nich l'man d'ama basa l'amad is leanin. Our Gemara is understandable. El l'man d'ama basa m'lamad is leanin. That we look at the Rebbe. And who is the Rebbe? Bechor. Bechor is certainly Kachim. So double Hekish is not acceptable. So we're back to where we started. By Ikel Meimer. Answers the Gemara, our whole understanding is incorrect. We've been understanding that the Gemara here represents a double hekish. Dam Bechor to the Bechor, and then the Bechor meat to the Meiser. That isn't the way to understand. Dam of a Bechor meat and the Bechor meat are all one. So it's not a double hakish. Dam Bechor are one, and Meiser is two. So it's not a double hakish. There's no problem. Dam, Bos of a Dam, Chodem Elsehi. Rabbi Kiva Omer, and this is the Rabbi Kiva that we referred to earlier. Yochli ala Adam Bechor mechutz l'aretz bezmanet shebeis hamikdash kayim. We would think that there's an obligation to bring even the Bechor from chutz l'aretz when the Beis HaMikdash is standing to the Eretz Yisrael v'yakrivena. Tamaloymer, v'chat l'fnei Hashem l'kecha masa d'goncha v'tzuroishcha v'yitzurecha u'v'koyres b'korch v'tzoyncha. Teaches us the Pasuk, says Rabbi Kiva, m'mokum sh'ata ma'ala masa d'ogam. From where does a chiv to bring maisa from produce? Is there a chiv at ma'ala b'chor to bring b'chor animal? Or m'mokum, but from a place, she at ma'ala maisa d'ogam, he at ma'ala ma'ala b'chor. You don't have to bring up b'chor. And therefore, this is the basis for Rabbi Kiva's opinion. We know that maisa, the classical maisa d'ogam, maisa and tumas from produce, is a mitzvah tluya b'aretz. And a mitzvah tluy b'aretz is only in Eretz Yisrael. So he says that the Torah connects the two. Bechor has the same rule, and there is no din of Bechor from chutz l'aretz being brought to Eretz Yisrael. It's like the mitzvah tluy b'aretz. And now we understand what we learned at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, why when they brought a Bechor animal from chutz l'aretz, but Antigonus refused to accept it. Like Kiblu, because it's from chutz l'aretz and it's unacceptable. Ben Azay says, Yochem malas maisa sheni v'yachlenu b'kol aroya. You would think that the din is that when you bring maisa sheni to Yerushalayim, you could eat it not only in Yerushalayim, but you could eat it anywhere from where Yerushalayim is visible. Because as the Gemara Masechta Megillah discusses, just to speak about it for a moment, after the first 14 years that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Yisrael, they reconstructed the Mishkan. It was constructed in Shiloh. It stood in Shiloh for a very long time. I think it was 369 years. It was constructed out of stone wool, and the roof was made out of material. So it was even sturdier, so to speak, than the Mishkan, for a simple reason. Because the Mishkan was constantly traveling. This was in one place for a very long time. And the Gemara and Masechta Megillah discusses that unlike when we speak about foods that we're discussing in our shir that may only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, there are different machnas, there's machna shchina, machna levia, Machne Yisrael, with different rules. And again, it's all the old city of Yerushalayim, Lefnim and Achayna, inside of the wall. By Shiloh, and I'll speak about soon why, there was a rule of a Kol HaRoya. It depends on where it's visible. It's a machlokes, what does B'Kol HaRoya mean? Does B'Kol HaRoya mean a place that I'm standing, even though it's not by Shiloh, but I could see Shiloh? Or does it mean anywhere that if I'm standing by Mishkan Shiloh, I could see that spot? It's not the same. Why is there our din of B'kol HaRoya b'Shiloh? So before we say drush, there's a pasha pshat. The pasha pshat is because by Yerushalayim, as I said a moment ago, there's a wall. So there's a wall that encompasses all of Yerushalayim. Up to here is Yerushalayim. Outside of this wall is no longer Yerushalayim. There was no chayma around the city of Shiloh. So that's why there are different rules by Shiloh. Al Pidrush, the Sfarim explain, why does Shiloh have this unique rule of B'chol HaRoya? Because where was Shiloh? Shiloh was in the portion of Yosef. And what does the Pasuk say regarding Yosef? Ben Pyrus Ali Ayin. And the Gemara says, Rashi quotes it, Al Tikri Ali Ayin, El Oile Ayin. Yosef has this concept of the eye. What's pshat that Yosef has the concept of the eye? So as the Medrash says, what was Yosef's tzidkis? What was Yosef's greatness?
that he didn't look where he wasn't supposed to look. He didn't look at the wife of Potiphar. And therefore, his eyes, his raya, are more kadosh. And there's a beautiful word. The Medrash says in describing Yosef, Shleinena, he didn't have pleasure from looking at something that wasn't his. So the same is regarding Yosef. So I saw from Shmuel Shadron a Gvalda Gavard. He says that there's a famous Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra asks that one of the Seres Hadibras is Loisachmoid. What does Loisachmoid mean? You're not allowed to be jealous of someone else. I'm not supposed to want what you have. So he says, you know, you can legislate actions. You can legislate not to do something. You can't legislate feelings. I walk by a beautiful house. How could the Torah legislate that I shouldn't want it? The answer is that a Jew who lives with a Muna and knows that what is supposed to be his is his, and what's not supposed to be his is not his, has no problem with Loisachmoid. That was Yosef. Yosef lived with God. Yosef lived with a Muna, and therefore if he knew this is not his wife, he's not allowed to look at what's not his. So there's a din called a Roy by Yerushalayim. So now let's get back to our Gemara. Ben Azai, Omer, Yochel Malos Maaseh Sheni, V'yechlenu B'chol Aroya. That the din of Maaseh Sheni should be, that it should not be limited to Yerushalayim, but anywhere that's B'chol Aroya of Yerushalayim, you should be able to eat Maaseh Sheni. Because we can make the following argument. V'din hu, B'chor Ton Havos Mokum, U'maiseh Ton Havos Mokum. Ma B'chor Enim Nechel Alufnim Menachoymer, Af Maaseh Enim Nechel Alufnim Menachoymer. So that's why we should say that Maaseh should be treated like Bechor. And Bechor meat is treated, like I said at the beginning of the shir, like Shlomim, that you have to eat within your Shlomim proper. Says the Gemara, no, you can make an argument. Ma'ala Bechor, as we said earlier, Shekain Tom Matan Domim Ve'emrim L'gabim Mizbeach. Maaseh doesn't have that din. Tomim Maaseh Deloy, Tam Aloymer, V'chat L'fnei Shem L'kecha, Maaseh D'gonch V'sirosh V'yitzurecha, V'karis B'karach V'tzoyncha, says Ben Azai, Makish Maisel Bechor. The Torah is Makish Maisel the Bechor. Ma Bechor, as we know, everybody agrees, the Loch is Ein Anecha Olaf Nimen Achoymer. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, not outside of Yerushalayim. Af Maisel Ein Anecha Olaf Nimen Achoymer. It only can be eaten in Yerushalayim proper. Ask the Gemara, we already answered this. My Kashalei, what was the Gemara's Havamina that we should think that Maisel should be eaten not only in Yerushalayim, but in Mekol HaRoya. My Kashalei, what was the Gemara's Havamina, the Kamar that the Brisa said, Yochel, that we should think that we could eat Maaser Mekol HaRoya? Answered the Gemara, Amen. Hoyo V'tanan, as I said, the Mishnah says, in Masechta Megillah, Ein Bein Shiloh Yerushalayim, El Shebashiloh, Oichlam Kachim Kalam Maaser Sheni Mekol HaRoya. Not only in Shiloh proper. Ubi Shalayim, it could only be eaten lefnim echayimah inside of Yerushalayim. Kotche kotchim have even more of a chumrah. Kotche kotchim could only be eaten lefnim and akloim inside the Azara. Mada tema, the leisi maaseh sheni b'kol haroya, the maaseh sheni should have the din like by Shiloh, that it shouldn't only be allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but it could be eaten b'kol haroya. Kamash malan, that's what the pasuk has to say, that no. When we're eating Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim, it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim proper, not outside of Yerushalayim. There is no rule of the B'kol HaRoya. Only by Shiloh was there such a rule for the reasons that we gave. Acherim Amrim, a different opinion. Yochel Yehei B'chor She'ovr Shnosoi K'psulei Mekdoshim. The halacha is that a B'chor should be brought within its first year. So we would think if the animal is over a year old, it could be considered like Psula Mekdoshim, the apostle, and should be considered disqualified. Tamaloymer, Masa de Goncha Vesoy Shavitzarecha. Makish Bechol Meiser, the Torah compares the Bechor to Meiser. Even though Lachatchila, Meiser should be brought as quickly as possible, Ma Meiser en a Nifsa Mishon al Chaverta, Ach Bechor en a Nifsa Mishon al Chaverta. Ask the Gemara. We've been using this pasuk extensively in our shir for different explanations.
Ask the Gemara, Ulu Rabbanan, the Mafgulu Tam Achrina, according to Rabbanan that used this pasuk for other explanations. So this din, whether it's the din of Bekol Haroya, or the din of Maisa Bizman Azeh, the various halachas that we learned in today's shir, where will they learn this halacha? Where would they learn that if you let the Bechar become more than a year old, you still may bring it? Answers the Gemara, Nafgalei Mishnei Hashem Lekecha, Techlena Shana B'Shana. The Torah says the double wording of Shana B'Shana, Limit Al Bechar, to teach us that She'en Nifso Mishana Lechaverta. That if you left it past the first year, it's still B'Dievet acceptable. Ask the Gemara, but the Achirim who do know this halacha, that if you left the Bechor past the first year, it's still acceptable. So Achirim, because they learned it from a Hekish of Bechor to Meiser. So according to the Achirim, Lefnei Shalom Akecho, Techlana Shana B'Shana, this Pasuk, my Darsh Bey, what would they use this Pasuk to teach us? They need it for a different limit. V'bar Le'elcha Tanya, Yoyim Echad M'Shana Zu, V'yoyim Echad M'Shana Acheres. The Gemara Masechet Bechoros we learned. We know that a carbon shlomim can be eaten for 2 days and one night. There's no pasuk that teaches us clearly, explicitly, what is the shear by Bechor. So how long can a Bechor be eaten? As the Gemara explains, maybe we should learn from a shlomim, or maybe we should learn from a taida. A taida is only nechel yoyim v'layla. So what do we compare it? Says the Gemara, we learn from Mishana Lashana. What does Mishana Lashana mean? One day from this year, and one day from the next year. If the Torah is saying this year and next year is that a Bechor could be eaten, it must be 2 days. Because if it wasn't 2 days, how you could have 1 day in 1 year, 1 day in the next year? It's either this year or next year. Limei, that is the pasuk, a Bechor shenechel shnei yom v'layla echot. Ask the Gemara, but the Rabbanan who used the pasuk of Shana B'Shana to teach us that you could bring the Bechor b'di'evit even after 1 year. So they can't use Shana B'Shana to teach us that limud. So where will they know the halacha that Bechor is eaten for 2 days? Rabbanan the Nechel Beis Yom V'Layla Echad, that Bechor meat to be eaten Beis Yom V'Layla Echad, Menalu, answered the Gemara, Amar L'cha Kra, the Torah says, Yir L'cha K'chazei Atnufa. And as Rashi explains, it's a Gemara Masechta Zvachim. Chazei Atnufa means like the animal where you do Tnufa. But again, There are two types of kavanas we do tenufa. A shlomim, which is nechle shnei yom v'layla echad, and a carbon taida, which is nechle yom v'layla. So the Gemara Masechta Zvachim asks, this pasuk of chazei tenufa is not very clear. Do I compare it to a taida, which will be yom v'layla, or I compare it to shlomim, which is shnei yom v'layla? Says the Gemara, by the Torah adding the words yir l'cha, it's come to teach us compare it to shlamim, nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. Don't compare it to taida, which is only nechel yom v'layla. But it's interesting to note that I saw that even though the Gemara is saying very clearly that a bechor and shlamim, the Torah says, is nechel shnei yom v'layla echad, l'chatchila, even by these kabanas, you should eat it up in 1 day. When the Torah says that you should eat it by the second day, it's only if you didn't finish it the first day. But always you should try, even by the kabbanis that may be eaten for 2 days, to eat them up within 1 day. Hanrolach el kachim, hanrolach el kachim, hanrolach el kachim.